Hello and welcome, dear listeners. Doing What Works, Part 3. It is never too late. Each of us can change how we do, if we really want to. Follow and plan a regime that works for you. Recharge and pre-sleeping rituals. How many times a day do you press the pause button? Step away from the task in hand. Do you take what I call Zen moments to rebalance and support your body and mind? Essential rest hours. They are part of my strict routine. I sleep, meditate, practice Reiki, and I also listen to mindful, energizing or calming CDs. In my experience, the more relaxed we are, the more energy we have for a restful night's sleep. I also enjoy regular treatments of aromatherapy and reflexology. They work for me, using natural aromatic oils. Acupuncture helps me with sleep and the pain of fibromyalgia. And learning and practicing Reiki 1 has really shown positive results, along with my regular visits to the osteopath. Bedtime rituals and sleep hours. 7 p.m. is my wind down time. Electronics get switched off. Eating before 8 p.m. works. An hour's TV viewing, gleaning something new, but nothing violent or stimulating. What does your bedroom say about you? Is it your space where you feel nurtured? For me, it is a haven of sacrosanct calm. And the biggest feature is my bed and blackout blinds. The only electrical item is a lamp to read from. You too can create your own personal space of serenity, inducing restful hours. Use your senses to let go with thoughts only of quality sleep. Aromatherapy scented candles, oils with sedative ingredients like lang lang, lavender, frankincense, placed on the pulse points or in a burner, help. A gratitude journal. This I have used for almost 20 years and to great effect. Every night I write down 3 to 5 things I am grateful for. It might be as simple as my husband's gift of a decorative notepad, because a writer always needs a stockpile. My gratitude journal allows me to focus on the good in my life. I also enjoy reading a book I can escape into. Lights are out by 10:30. Once upon a time, I was the diva of multitasking. Now, I do one thing at a time, mindfully. But I am not Little Miss Perfect. Let's set our boundaries. Start to truly value ourselves. Prioritize what our needs are. When we consistently do what works, we emanate a different kind of confidence. It's like a big warm smile from the inside out. And you know what? Life flows again.